pretty active into the work week, in store coming today into tomorrow, as we see a pretty strong storm system moving into the state. A stalled frontal boundary will stall over the northwestern part of the state into southwestern Missouri this afternoon. This will create a pretty active, rainy part of the day as we go into early tomorrow morning for many across northern Arkansas into southern Missouri. Really, this will kind of kick off that first round of rain with an additional round coming in tomorrow as we see that front start to push through with some severe weather possible. As of right now, more of southern Arkansas and eastern Arkansas is more likely to experience some of that severe weather. However, as we get to the afternoon and evening hours tomorrow, northern Arkansas, specifically Mountain Home, Jonesboro, Batesville, are in store to see some type of severe weather chances. Right now, we could see up to quarter-size hail, 60 to 80 mile-per-hour winds, as well as a medium tornado potential, although that is going to be more confined towards central and southern Arkansas. A bigger story could become the rainfall, as we have a two-day rainfall total for many across northern Arkansas and southern Missouri of about 2 to 4 inches, with locally higher amounts possible. This is going to be a big problem as we go through maybe the weekend, as a lot of this water starts to drain into area rivers and keeping those rivers high, maybe even in the flood stage. Also, some of this stuff could go over roadways, so make sure if you are driving out and about, even Friday, Saturday, don't drive over flooded roadways. Remember, turn around, don't drown. It's not worth it. Make sure you kind of heed any warnings that are issued by maybe our office, or if you are in Missouri, that would be maybe the Springfield or Paducah offices. Have a plan in place if you do get put under a tornado warning or a severe thunderstorm warning. We are seeing somewhat of a nighttime potential, so a lot of times it's easier to have a plan in place with all of your preparations kind of together, whether that be a box or a bag or a bin, and then that way you could just grab what you need and head to your safe place and wait out the storms. As always, changes to the forecast are possible, so continue to check back up with reliable sources to get your weather information, and we will have updates coming out of our office on our social media as well as our website.